Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today I'm going to read for you a couple sections out of our bylaws, mainly because I want your help. I want to know if I'm just missing something. So let's get into it. All right, first we have here, these are the local bylaws for Branch 2502. I received these after multiple requests. I eventually got them from our sitting vice president. They were emailed to me. So these bylaws actually have the bylaws in general are rules that are supposed to govern our branch and the way Branch 2502 behaves, the way we handle our finances, what our officers are supposed to do, a bunch of things like that. And the bylaws actually cover the bylaws themselves too, which is kind of interesting. And like we have this here in Article 11, bylaw copies. Section 1 reads, all members of the branch and new members at the time of their initiation shall receive a copy of the branch bylaws. So I had a heck of a time trying to get my hands on these branch bylaws. And there were no physical copies for me to be given. I had to be emailed a copy eventually after asking four times. So for those of you who listen to this who are CCAs or who were new, you know, not that long ago, do you remember getting a copy of the bylaws when you first joined the union, like when you first signed up during your orientation? Do you still have a copy of those bylaws? Or if you are a member right now, which pretty much all of you are who are listening, do you have a copy of the bylaws? Because here in Section 1, I'll read it again. All members of the branch and new members at the time of their initiation shall receive a copy of the branch bylaws. Is this being done? Because for me as an outside observer, it is not being done. All right, and then we move on to Article... So again, how do you tell me? If you got the bylaws, or if you didn't get the bylaws, let me know. classesofmail@gmail.com. Next, Article 12, funds. We have Section 7. It is Section 7. It is official union observers attending at... No, dude. It's Section 6. This is what happens in my weekly, in my daily stands of, dude, Section 6. Special meetings and school expenses will be paid from the general fund. Executive board shall recommend to the membership the expenditures needed. Now, I remember going to union meetings and being asked, hey, can we spend a certain amount of money to send this person to steward training or to go to this committee meeting or whatever it is? And of course, we always say yes. And that's what we should be doing, right? That's a big part of like how our branch gets better is by going to these trainings. Now, listen to subsection A. All persons attending said schools or special meetings and having their expenses paid for by the branch must hold a seminar at the Union Hall for all interested members within 45 days after returning from said school or special meeting. Any person who does not participate in said seminar will be required to reimburse the union for any and all expenses which the union had compensated him or her for. So if we pay for you to go to this special class or meeting or whatever it is, when you come back, you have to offer a seminar to the branch. And if you don't do that, you have to pay the branch back. Because the whole idea is we're going to pay for you to go get this training. And then when you get back, you pay it forward to the rest of the branch. So I have this same question for you. How many times do you remember these seminars being offered to you? What's the last seminar that you remember being offered? Because I know our branch pays for people to go to these classes and these special meetings, but I don't remember any seminars being offered for all interested members within 45 days of their return. So maybe I'm just not paying attention. Maybe I'm checked out. If you remember these things happening, let me know, classesofmail@gmail.com, or if you don't think they have ever happened, if you don't ever remember being told about this, let me know that too. classesofmail@gmail.com. All right, these are just a couple of bylaws for today. We'll have more discussions on these in the future. But really, I need your help. I need your feedback. Classes@mail@gmail.com. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Be safe out there.